our final Commissioner's Court of 2019. Do we have someone who would volunteer for us to do our opening prayer today? Please. Thank you. Let's all stand together, followed by our pledges.
Father, we come together to thank you for this day, for the beautiful weather, for the time of the season, most graciously for your Son who came to save us. Father, we ask that you be with us during this court, be with those who make the decisions. May they be acceptable in your sight and follow your will. Lord, we ask that you be with our servicemen and first responders. Bring them safely home. If it be your will, bring us more peace in our nation and on our globe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Our pledges?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you all. You may be seated. Let the record reflect that all are present here with us today. All of our commissioners are here. Gentlemen, do I have a motion to approve the court agenda today? Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Proclamations and resolutions. United Way. Yes.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thank you for having the United Way presentation this morning. I'd like to take a moment to introduce the personnel from United Way who are here with us. Michelle O'Rourke and John Miesmer have come. And Michelle, if you'd like to come start.
Good morning. Happy holidays, Judge, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for allowing the United Way campaign. The Montgomery County employees this year have generated $27,000 to go back into the community.
Wow.
To date, that is still an amazing whopping $1.3 million back in the community over the lifetime of the participation. And I'd just like to give a brief recap on the investments from last year. So last year, $5.6 million were invested back into Montgomery County, $2.5 million into program and agency investments, 166 to special initiative grants, 119 to Young Mothers Child Care Scholarship, $158,000 to Thrive Investments, which is a financial opportunity center, $2.18 million in disaster recovery investments, and $470,000 in service operations. Thank you so much. This was a successful year, and I can't wait to be back here to tell you the results for next year.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is John going to share anything with us?
No, John's here to help us with some of the awards that are ready. And Commissioner Metz,
okay, great.
Helped this year with the fundraising effort for United Way.
Yeah, I'd just like to make mention, I certainly enjoyed being a part of that as we have throughout the years as Justice of the Peace, and it certainly wouldn't have been possible without a number of folks here that helped make this possible. If you would, whenever I call your name, if you're here in present, come to the front today. Gene DeForest, Constable DeForest from Precinct 2. Claudette Evans in Juvenile Probation. Lorana Garcia, Custodial. Candace Gilbert, Justice of the Peace 1. Miranda Haas, Office of Emergency Management. Of course, Phyllis is already up front with Precinct 4. Tammy Mancassi with Judge Keogh's office. And James Roby with Precinct 4 office. I think Tammy is here today. Tammy Rogers with Precinct 4 office. Kim Schuessler with the Sheriff's Department. And, of course, Geraldine Williams is here today with the library. And Mary Wilson with the airport.
So we're not
get over there with Commissioner
Mintz.
So
oh,
all right.
That's a good idea.
Always speaking up to Commissioner Mintz.
Thank God. I'm honored.
All right, look my way. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. All right, let me get 1, 2.
Thank you so much, guys, for all your efforts.
Oh, no.
You're very welcome, sir.
So we also like to recognize the Lone Star Convention Center. They have 100% participation this year.
Wow.
Is Don Carpenter here or in Mayo?
Yes.
Thank you for your level of participation this year. We really appreciate it.
I'm trying to say who's next on here. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
The next trophy is for departments with employees of 11 to 25, and the winner is Justice of the Peace Precinct 1. Kent Kansas is here to accept that award.
Hey.
You get over here and you get fixed.
Everybody up there, come on.
All right, 1, 2. Perfect.
Amazing.
Thanks.
It's awesome.
And the final department is for departments with 51 employees and up, and this year that's the district attorney's office. This is Nelda Blair and Mary Blair, and they are here to present winners for the employee drawing. The Blair family has been giving funds to the United Way fundraising efforts since 2008, when they were first asked to help participate. So thank you. And our third cohort, Jim Blair, is watching on video today. So he didn't know 8 o'clock came to life today. Okay, what this is there are five awards, and these are for all of the employees that donated to the United Way this year for Montgomery County. And people who donated certain levels get in certain hats. So this is anyone who donated $1 to $26 per, or $26 per pay period, which is $26 a year. Right? So if you donated $1 per pay period, then you are in this hat to win $50. Alright, and the winner is Nyla Dowhouse with Environmental. So if y'all don't tell her, we can all split. award is $100, and it is for anyone who's donated $2 per patriot. From Commissioner Precinct 1, Rocio Salinas Carranza.
Oh, good. Wow.
The next award is $300, and it is for anyone who's pledged per pay period $4.
Thank you. I'll get into it.
This one is from the Justice of the Peace Precinct 4, Nicole Thomas.
Absolutely. Certainly appreciate it.
I'd also like to thank the Blair family. I thought it had been going on longer than 2008.
2006. I looked it up, too.
2006. But the difference they made in this contribution of Montgomery County has been huge. I mean, I don't know if you could put a number on it compared to what it was before they got involved, but it really has taken it to another level, and we could not have raised the kind of money that we have for United Way without your help, and thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Let me say, I'd always like to give credit to Commissioner Ed Chance, who came up with the idea. It wasn't our idea. It was his.
I thought I came up with it. No, it was Chance.
Being willing to participate at that level, though, is awesome. So, Commissioner, words well said, sir.
Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you all very
Nelda
much.
Nelda Maris.
Thank you.
Hey, Judge, before we move forward, something came to mind, and I don't want to wait until miscellaneous, if you don't mind. But, Commissioner Metter, Nelda, you mentioned Ed Chance. And for a long time, I think he was the longest-serving commissioner in Montgomery County until this year. And we have failed to recognize my friend, Commissioner Mike Metter, as the longest-serving commissioner in the history of Montgomery County, and that happened this year.
Thank
so
you.
Hats off to you.
All right.
You're very welcome.
I told Chance I was going to stay long enough to pass him. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I've enjoyed every minute of it. Maybe not every minute.
I think I remember some.
It's been fun.
Thanks.
Well, then I guess so far that would make me the shortest serving county judge at this point. No applause necessary. Thank you very much. But thank you for those comments, Commissioner Nowak, and for remembering that. And for Commissioner Metter, you're awesome. Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you.
All right. As we move forward in the consent agenda, are there any modifications that the gentlemen, you'd like to make to the consent agenda?
I'd like to move 8F1A on page 4, 8F1A on page 4, and 8S1 on page 7. 8S1 on page 7. If we can move those forward.
All right. Are there any others?
I move with those two changes.
All right. Then we have a motion to approve the consent agenda with modifications. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Let's move to our open agenda, 8F1A, Commissioner.
Yes, sir. That is consider and appoint some ESD board members. I would like to appoint Rodney Otto, Leah Gray, and James Kelly, not Brennan Romney. So James Kelly, and they're all reappointments. Move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Commissioner?
And then on page 9, I'd just like Joanne DeCharm to come up real quick.
Page 7?
Page 7, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Community development.
Yeah.
Joanne, your department does such a great job and doesn't get an awful lot of credit sometimes. So I'd just like for you to take a couple of minutes and give us a quick recap of your agenda item and all of the things that you and your team do.
A quick recap?
You give
all
us
the
a,
things that
give
we
us, give us a short version of some of the highlights then.
Some of the
executive summary.
Exactly.
Okay, I wasn't prepared for this, but thank you. Thank you very much for your kind words. Yes.
You're welcome.
Community development's all over the place. Our mission is to handle the vulnerable population in the county, the elderly, disabled, minority, and right now, children under the age of 5. Anybody that can't vote, anybody that can't really manage for themselves without some help from somebody. So mostly we are focusing on housing, especially since of all of our disasters, we've been trying to work on sheltering and housing, and that's what most of the things in this five-year plan and this annual plan focused on. This was the first year of a five-year plan, so when you look at the numbers, it looks like we haven't achieved some of the goals, but really it's just the first year of 5 years to achieve these goals. We did a great deal of rehab and reconstruction on housing. We've been working to expand youth services. We've been working with Meals on Wheels to expand their services. And we have a couple of community center projects in the works, and we have a park project with Solace Park in the works to expand that park for the people of East County.
Well, I know you do a lot with the staff that you have, and it's appreciated. So I just wanted to give you the opportunity to tell everybody all the great work that you guys do.
You know, you're right, Commissioner. You're under the radar. Nobody really knows the community center we have in Willis, the one we have in Montgomery, one that Commissioner Riley's got in Magnolia. Nobody knows where those came from, really. And we couldn't have done it without your staff and what y'all do. But those accomplishments are all over the county, but really nobody really knows where they came from, but we do.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for what you do.
I certainly appreciate what you're doing in Precinct 4 at Bull Silas Park, improving the quality of life and help build a brighter future for the children over there. It's going to be a fun event. So thank you so much for your efforts there.
We're trying real hard to get that up by the beginning of summer, not middle of summer.
We're wearing it. I thank you so much.
I know when what Commissioner Metter's saying about nobody knows where they came from. When you try to do something that ain't right in line with her, you'll know pretty quick. she has to keep me in line on the new, and we're trying. I always want to do something that ain't quite. And she knows the guidelines better than anybody I've ever seen. I don't
for
know
sure.
all that, but she keeps me on the straight and narrow about once a week. So.
Well, no, I appreciate.
I knew that already. What she does.
I appreciate you guys thinking outside the box and coming up with creative ideas and things to help the residents in the county. And you come up with ideas that I don't come up with. I mean, that's what a team effort's all about. And then it's my job to try to figure out a way to make it work if I possibly can. Charlie, you just think so far outside of the box. That there isn't even a box sometimes.
I kind of wish I hadn't brought it up now. But we do like to do things like that.
Yes, we do.
We like to be a little different.
Yes, and I enjoy these projects. Thank you very much.
Dr. DeSean, if I may, In our short time that we have had together this year, we've talked a number of times. I think I expressed on behalf of all of us, the attention to detail is incredible. Your willingness to teach and to communicate what you're doing. And to the citizens of the county, at times there needs to be, no, we require these things. If you can't do them, we can't get them done. And even in the pressure of other community organizations and whatnot, you will stand your ground for what is the right thing and what is the best process to get something done. I have seen that in my short time here. It's been hugely helpful, as at times you're caught in between groups. And on behalf of all of us, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right. We have citizens.
You want to move on that one, Commission?
All right.
Move.
Yes,
second.
We're going to move on that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Now as we move to our open agenda. The court will consider and discuss discretion takes action on the following items. County Auditor, Rakesh.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Item 10A, consider and approve payment of accounts.
Move. Right.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Rakesh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Grants. Rebecca. Amy, should we take these all at once or one at a time?
We need to take them one at a time. Okay. We have separate motions, and we can pull them for paperwork purposes.
Thank you. Rebecca.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. Please consider and approve the grant applications as stated on the agenda.
I move on A and B and C and D and E separately.
Do you want me to read them separately?
You don't need them. Can you record them that way?
Or do you want separate? Okay, I move on each one separately.
Second.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Rebecca, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Commissioner. Thank you. Purchasing, Gilbert.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First item is to approve the following. First is a material testing contract for Commissioner Precinct 1, $59,589.
Move. Second.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number two.
The second is an engineering services contract for Commissioner Precinct 3 for $584,000.
Move.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item B.
Yes, sir. This is a PSA systems agreement with Premier One. It's a Motorola Solutions This is for information technologies, but also with Sheriff's Office. Totals $4,052,885.76. This is a lease purchase agreement.
Move, and I just want to point out this was discussed in budget hearing.
I was just going to ask.
Everything. This is exactly as we approved it during the budget process.
All right. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank
Gilbert,
you.
Thank you very much. Human Resources. Dodie.
Good morning. Please consider and take appropriate action regarding membership and appointments to the Montgomery County Civil Service Commission. Gentlemen, the civil service regulations require us to have three civil service commissioners, one being the chairman of the commission. We have two that have been on there. One's been on there 6 years. One's been on there 3 years, and then the other one's been on there almost a year. What I'm asking is that you all bring names in January of who you would like to nominate to replace two of the civil service commissioners. It's time for us to do a rotation.
And I'm prepared to have a name today if the court is interested.
Sure. Absolutely.
I'd like to consider the appointment of Penny Bimbo to this commission. She's willing to serve. It's really hard to find civil service commissioners. She will be fair and open-minded. And
I have one as well if we need another.
Let's go.
I'd like to nominate Jerry Sue Hayden, former employee over there. She's not working with the county now. She's retired, long-time business, and not a more fair person that I know of.
Okay. If the rest of you would please provide me with the name in January.
Does everybody need one, Dodie?
No, can we just move today and adopt
I want to come up with one. No. Or do we need three?
No. Nope. You only need two. You can appoint today if you're so inclined, or we have a hearing scheduled in January that these commissioners have already been on their calendar. We were going to make the appointments in the next meeting. We just don't want to spring it on you that quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to continue on with the hearing that we already have scheduled for January.
Work for me.
But if you all will provide me some names.
I'll bring a name in January.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So at this point, then, we're announcing this. We're making this
yes, sir.
Known that it's going to take place. We do not need a motion, correct?
You don't need a motion unless you want to appoint today.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dodie. All right. As we move forward in our agenda, Commissioner Precinct 3. On the considered appropriate on opposed First Amendment.
Yes. There is an amendment on the current agreement with Anadarko and BD, if you want to give a quick recap if the court needs
yes.
it.
Yes, yeah.
Be great.
Excuse me. Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Good morning.
What you're presented under this item is a proposed First Amendment to a current tax abatement that the county has with Anadarko Realty LLC, which was a subsidiary of Anadarko Petroleum. As you know, you may know, Occidental Petroleum Corporation acquired Anadarko earlier this year, and that was actually completed in August of this year.
Correct.
And so a couple of things, this amendment does a couple of things. Because it's a new company and they have other employees, other places, they're moving things around. This is an abatement on, we have 3 years left, I believe, on the abatement on the second office tower down there, the Hackett Tower. And the purpose of this agreement is to amend the current tax abatement agreement to bring it to recognize Occidental's ownership of the building now, and also change one provision in the agreement with regard to a potential default. There's not a current default in the agreement at this point, to reduce the minimum number of employees from 2,300 to 1,000, which is a minimum number. Doesn't mean they're going to go to 1,000, but it is a minimum number they have to meet for the next 3 years in order to retain the tax abatement agreement. And then there are some other provisions because mainly for financing purposes, they anticipate that there will be a actual transfer of ownership of those buildings to a different company and then a lease back of some of those provisions. So we are to facilitate that financing arrangement, we are making we're giving consent or approval to that transfer and the assignment of the abatement of on that building.
It's my understanding that as we move forward with this, that the only exposure that we have is in the event of default would be on the recapture. Is that correct?
Correct. We have not, we are not, in the event a company does not live up to the requirements of the tax abatement, including values, and maintaining employee accounts, the county has the right to declare them in default and then recapture the abated taxes for the previous years, all the years they've been recaptured. So, yes, currently, like I said, currently there's not a default. They're not currently in default of that agreement. And it would only be if they were to default by falling below the employee number or below the estimated or the appraised value number, would they then be, would that be an event of default? The court could declare them in default. If that were to happen, the amount of abated taxes plus penalties and interest on this tax abatement that's left for the previous 7 years was about $7 million. Again, that's penalties and interest and attorney's fees as well. So the amount of taxes that have been abated, I believe, are closer to about $4 million on this. But currently there is no default, and they are not in danger of being in default at this point.
At the time that we did this with these guys, was what was the minimum requirement for employee, and there's been some changes, I know, to today?
Yes. Ultimately, I believe it ramped up for a few years, but ultimately the total employee account, minimum total employee account under the current tax abatement is $2,300.
And I think you're asking what are our guidelines?
Yeah, what are our guidelines?
Our guidelines.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yes, current guidelines have been in effect, were adopted in 10, is the minimum number of employees to qualify for an abatement is 10.
I got you.
So they're well over that. I move on this.
Second.
We have any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you for your hard work,
BD, for working on that.
You're welcome.
All right. Now, at this time, per Article 551071, 551072, we're going to move to executive session. So the court will recess for this for a few moments as we discuss some issues. Thank you all. Commissioner Nowak, based upon our executive session, you have a motion.
Yes. I'd like to make a motion to direct the Budget Office to effectuate any necessary budget amendments to reflect land and building purchases regarding item B on executive session.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
We have any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
What was it on miscellaneous? I need to bring it up.
Here, let me do A first.
Okay.
Okay. But B is done.
Okay. And we'd ask the court to approve a resolution and order and allow the county attorneys to file suit, a mandamus lawsuit on to appeal the civil service matter.
Have a motion to that effect. Do we? Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Citizens? None? No comment? Okay. Yeah, but do we have any, as we're moving forward and we're out of executive session, motions, are there any citizens who would like to address any issues towards the end of our meeting here? If there are none, then do we have a motion to adjourn?
Hold on a minute. I wanted to consider it miscellaneous or?
On human resources, Commissioner Precinct 4. Commissioner Metz, do you want to make a comment about that?
I nominated Ms. Hayden on there, but not the primary constable. That won't work. That'd be a conflict. So I remove my nomination of Ms. Hayden on the Civil Service Commission. I just wanted that on the record.
Okay.
I withdraw that.
And we're going to bring other nominations back in January.
Yes. In January.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you. So do we have any other miscellaneous items? If there are none, there are no citizens. Then do I have a motion to adjourn our final commissioner's court?
Move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Commissioner Riley.